Welcome, listeners, to a podcast that seeks to ignite the flames of inspiration and empowerment within the ServiceNow community. I'm Farah Wells, your host and the director of Linking Humans, the number one global partner for ServiceNow recruitment. Join us on this journey as we venture deep into the world of ServiceNow leaders, discover the very essence of their motivations and the unique mindset that paved the way for their remarkable success. Hello and welcome everybody to another podcast, which I'm so excited about. I've got an amazing guest today. His name is Christian Ter and he is currently an engagement lead at ServiceNow. Now he just celebrated his 2 years anniversary and he's still smiling. His journey at ServiceNow is categorized by empowerment, change, and purpose. Now he started at ServiceNow in October 2021 and with over 60 plus hires for ServiceNow in the Europe, Middle East and Africa region, he proactively was looking for a change and now is enjoying the role of engagement lead role, which is part of a job rotation program. So welcome, Christian. Thank you for coming on today.
Yeah, thank you, Farah. It's a real pleasure. I mean, the title of the podcast is behind the title with ServiceNow Elite, right? So I might not be the elite yet, but working on it. But no, thank you for having me. It's a real pleasure.
No, everybody who works in the ServiceNow space, in my opinion, is elite. So yeah, it's amazing to have you on. And Christian as well, you've got your own podcast as well, which is amazing, which is for anyone who is interested to hear Christian's podcast, I'll make sure I link it below. But yeah, I mean, your own podcast, you know, what's that about?
So basically the podcast is about various topics, right? But I would say one thing that is kind of the basis or part of every conversation I have there, it's mindset. And also, yeah, I would say dealing with specific situations, change, right? But also, yeah, I would like to provide different perspectives on certain topics. And this is kind of what it's about.
There. Yes.
And leadership as well. Awesome. Really curious about leadership. And leadership, I mean, you're also the expert, right? Leadership can have different definitions. And it's really interesting to see how different people, defines it for them.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And, you know, for anybody who doesn't know you or doesn't know what your role is in ServiceNow, could you just kind of give us a little bit of a background, please?
That's a very good question. And I hope my manager and manager of manager doesn't listen to this conversation because I probably don't get it right with what the role is about. But it's really interesting, you know, because it's still part of the talent acquisition organization. But it's not a recruiter role, not a sourcer role. And usually when someone is looking at the title, it's like, what are you doing? Are you getting paid for nothing? Or how is your job looking like, right? And as you also mentioned, I kind of was looking proactively for a change because I wanted to develop myself, broaden the horizon, getting different perspectives and so forth. And I'm really glad that ServiceNow is having this bungee program. Basically, it's a job rotation program. So I'm in this role until end of January. Let's see what's coming then. But basically, it's a mixture of working with universities. So in my case, I work with early in career talent, so basically students focused on Germany and the Netherlands. And in this role, it's kind of a mixture. So I'm not getting to be measured based on hires, but it's more about the impact I will have. For example, I mean, usually my role sits even before someone is having a contact with the sourcer from ServiceNow, right? I hope it does make sense. And so it's running events, digital, but also in person, running a lot of engagement activities, providing promotion stuff, for example, on LinkedIn, but also working on communications plan. So interesting role, I would say. And I'm still smiling, as you mentioned. So
yeah, absolutely. Really enjoying it. You know, that sounds like a really interesting role, really important role as well, because obviously, like, you know, I work in recruitment and we very much do the Netherlands and Germany market. And I know there's a real lack of
resources, you know, it's, you know, they can be hard to come by. So I think what you're doing is a really important job. Do you find that people get excited, but when you go in and present to the universities, are they interested to are they excited by the platform?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, right, Germany, Netherlands, very interesting markets, very, very hard. I mean, also one point is that, or it's also due to the fact that we as ServiceNow haven't done that much yet in those markets from an engagement perspective and so forth. I mean, from a professional hiring point of view or professional talent point of view, we are quite well known, right? Especially in the IT market. Everybody has good thinking about us. However, when it comes, for example, then to early in career talent and basically students, totally different, right? I mean, most of the times when a US software company is joining Europe, it's like UK, Ireland, those are going to be the hubs in the first place. So the other countries are most of the time not that mature, right? So there we have something to do. And to answer your question, so basically nobody, almost nobody knows ServiceNow. Which is quite interesting. Usually you would think, okay, working for a big corporation, quite well known within the market and so forth, that everybody knows, everybody know about you. However, when you're faced then with a different situation, it's really interesting. And it's also quite interesting from a different perspective, because you are being challenged now to be kind of an entrepreneur within a bigger corporation, which, is adding also a interesting perspective. And therefore, as you mentioned, the role is very important, and it's also great to feel the purpose of it. Otherwise, I wouldn't smile.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, like, what's the plan? Like, obviously, if you go to universities, you promote ServiceNow, and, you know, people put their hands up and say, okay, I'm interested. What's the next step after that? What should they do?
Yes, that's a very good question. And most of the times, also colleagues are asking, as you also asked before, right? What is it that you do? Especially, what are you measured against, right? So the talent outreach and engagement organization was built quite previously. So we are still in building the organization, right? And therefore, we are also not yet sure what we are going to be measured against, right? Usually you would think, okay, you are going to be measured in terms of how many candidates you have hired, mm-hmm. right, for a job. As I mentioned, we are, even before the sourcer is reaching out to people, right? And there it doesn't make sense to be measured against hires. So for us, it's more about how, for example, in my case, how am I increasing the talent pool for ServiceNow in a specific area, so early in career, and then in a specific location, so for example Germany or Netherlands. So this is this is most of the measurement.
That's very good.
And in terms of I missed to answer one part of your question. What's coming after? So basically, when we had, for example, an event, right, then it's also about the follow-up. So having the event and having the first interaction is basically kind of the start. So much more important than is also doing the follow-up, right? So engage engaged then with the candidate or interested folks, I would say, and also providing the context internally, but also encouraging to apply them for a role. Maybe also providing some tips and tricks what ServiceNow is looking for, so to really set them also up for success. I mean correct me if I'm wrong, maybe you have a different thinking about it, but it's also about the enablement, kind of. In the past it was more like, okay, you're not convincing in the first conversation because you haven't done your homework, right? So I think nowadays it's much more important to really do your due diligence and try to get the understanding. So what we are also trying to do is to provide the same opportunity for everyone to be successful in the first conversation. So it's also about empowerment, I would say.
Like, you know, obviously you've been a recruiter yourself, right? So what advice would you give? Like, what tips can you share, particularly when it comes to let's start first with the application process. Like, is there any hints and tips that you can give to anyone about how to successfully get a job at ServiceNow?
Yes, that's a very good question. And if you don't mind, I would like to answer your question with my story.
Please, so yeah, be amazing.
I'm not saying, so I'm not saying that my story is the best and the only way to do it, right? However, I think that it was, or it's something you can take with you, right, and adapt to your own situation and stuff. But so basically, when I was looking for a change, I was also obviously thinking, okay, what company would be a good next step on the one side, but also a company who is providing me the framework to be successful. And successful, in my definition, was to be able to personal develop, right, in whatever way that in whatever way. And then I did my search and so forth. And back at the time when I was at Adobe, a lot of people from Adobe were going to ServiceNow. So there was kind of the connection in my mind. So, okay, ServiceNow was kind of on the radar, but so kind of, right? So that was the first step. The second step was then, okay, doing the due diligence. And this is a very important part, you know. So not just doing the research on the company you are trying to apply, but also trying to understand the culture and the mindset of the people, right? But also of the company per se. And you can do that by reading blogs, by reading comments from people who applied, like on Glassdoor, right? On the other side, I was, as mentioned, having, I knew two people plus minus who were working at ServiceNow at the time. So I reached out to them and I was asking them, do you mind to provide me your point of view? How is it working at ServiceNow, right? Is it like it is saying on Glassdoor? Is it totally different? Are you thriving? Are you not? Whatsoever, right? So I had a few conversations and also was getting luckily positive feedback. So it was encouraging to apply, right? But I mean, it's one thing to have a company on the radar, but on the other side, you also need to be lucky, right? And I was lucky that ServiceNow was looking for a recruiter back at the time, the first one here in Germany. And I applied. Although at the same time, ServiceNow on paper was looking for a much more senior person, right? And therefore, it was like, am I the right one? I don't have the right experience based on paper, on theory, right? However, I thought to myself, okay, just try it, right? The worst thing what can happen is they say no. But nothing lost if it's a no, right? So I applied, and then I had a first conversation with a recruiter, so kind of the usual process. And then I had a conversation with my manager back at the time. It's Alia Katab, and she was amazing, you know. I mean, I'm a person who really needs a purpose, a manager who provides me a vision, right? Who is providing me the framework for personal development and stuff I already mentioned. She was, she was and still is so inspiring, which is, I'm getting goosebumps, you know. And so I had the conversation, and then I also asked, you know, based on paper, you were looking for a much more senior person, right? And why are you considering me at least in investing also the time today to have the conversation with me, right? And what she said and what I also experienced then in my work as a recruiter is hire for attitude and train for skills. I think this is so powerful and so empowering. I mean, obviously up to a certain extent, right? Every role has different criteria, situations, frameworks, perspectives, and so on. But in my case, it worked out, right? And I can say ServiceNow changed my life.
And there's so many points in there that are just so like valuable. You know, obviously, not being afraid to apply. I think that's probably like the golden advice. It's like sometimes people look at it and they say, oh, you need 5 years minimum experience. And should I apply? You know, naturally, if you've only got like 3 months experience, you might not be ready. But I think, you know, I think that's great advice to say, look, just go for it. What's the worst that can happen? They can say no. But I really liked your point about looking at reviews about the company. I think that's like really helpful because I think sometimes people will just look at a company website and then don't dig deeper. So I think that's really... Sometimes I think you're right. You should reach out to people if you know that they work there, or even sometimes if you don't know they work there, because sometimes when you read reviews, they could be like employees that are just not happy. And, you know, it's like they always say normally people leave reviews when they're not happy. When someone's really happy, they generally don't unless they're asked to, right? True. So you know, I would kind of also, you know, take some with a pinch of salt. But yeah, I think that's amazing advice. And the fact is you're still smiling, which is brilliant.
True. I'm still smiling, and I hope it won't change in the future. But maybe I would like to add one more point. So regarding doing the due diligence, right? I mean, most of the times it's not coming from one day to the other that you're thinking of moving a company, right? So it's kind of a process. And I highly recommend, building your network much more early on, right? So when you're starting to think, or when the thought arises that you want to change company, it's too late, right? So try to build your network much more early on, 6 months or 1 year ahead or whatsoever. It can also be today, right? So when you know, okay, company XYZ is interesting for me for the future, start today, build your network today. And then it's much more easier to leverage your network, getting insights that might be helpful for the process and so on. But you also can be referred, right? So just do it. Do it now. Don't waste time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's great advice. And, you know, with like social media as well, it's so easy to connect with people. And, you know, it's even if you don't know them personally, but you're in the same field, I would still say connect with them, because people are just so open to talking and sharing. And I think, you know, for me, that's one of my favorite things about the ServiceNow community, is that everybody is just so helpful. Like I've never had anyone, even like to me in my station, as like, you know, like a recruiter, you know, if I ask for help, they're always so helpful and willing. And, you know, if I need something explained, which is a bit more technical, and, you know, I don't come from a technical background myself, but, you know, people are just ready to share and be open. And I think that's wonderful. So, and, you know, obviously in your current role where you are trying to promote ServiceNow, like what key kind of like, is there a demand particularly in ServiceNow of a certain job role, or do you think people should just kind of follow their dreams, follow their passion, what they're interested in? Or is there a particular demand in a certain job role, like within the ServiceNow platform, that there's a huge demand for in Germany and Netherlands?
I think in general, so besides Germany and Netherlands, AI, right? I mean, it's kind of a buzzword, but it's the situation for this kind of area, right? Besides that, I think when we have a look at the demand per se, I mean, to give you a context, right? So we also have a program that is called Rise Up. And I mean, when you have a look at it, you know what the demand kind of is, right? So that it's not just about for us, for ServiceNow, to have the right talent. I mean, it's one thing, right? But the other thing is, if our partners and our customers don't have the right talent, then it doesn't make sense, right? And therefore, it's also very important what you do, you know, because you are also providing the talent for partners, for customers, whatsoever, right? So, I think from this perspective, post-sales roles are quite in high demand. I think, the program underlines it, what I've just mentioned. Besides that, good salespeople, always good, right? I mean, to be honest, or let's be honest, right? Outside of the US, most of the times we are a sales organization. So having great sales talent is quite essential. But it's also interesting, I mean, from a demand perspective, there's obviously due to the economic situations and so forth, not that high demand for recruiters, but shout out to all recruiters, because being a recruiter and doing a great job is quite hard, especially nowadays. I mean, you experience it yourself, right? And I would also like to mention that what you do, for example, also with this podcast series, right? It's not just about earning money, right, with what you do and so forth, but it's also, at least from my perspective, giving back and also to empower people, you know, because you also showcase that the ServiceNow ecosystem is quite, interesting and can change lives, right? So thank you for doing that. Just want to say that.
No, thank you. Yeah. You know, honestly, it's amazing. Like, honestly, when I, this is the whole reason why we started the podcast, was because, you know, we were getting asked so many like questions and calls and emails and LinkedIn messages, and people just really wanted to know how to navigate their career. Mm. And I just thought, well, look, rather than me sit here and tell people and advise them, I thought, you know what, I'm going to ask people in the industry their stories and their, like, how they started and how they got to be where they are today. And I honestly, when I first started it, I thought there'll be like a blueprint. I thought everyone would have gone through the same kind of pattern. And then after a while, people are like, okay, I need to do these steps. But honestly, everybody's journey is so different, so unique. And it's just amazing that, you know, the people are just so willing to share and to be open and honest and talk about, like, you know, talk about not only the great stuff that's happened, but also the bad stuff and how they pick themselves up. And I think that's really inspirational. And yeah, and you know what? It's just our way to give back, because if we can just inspire one person to kind of join the industry, or, you know, to keep going and keep, you know, they've got a dream, they've got a goal, and it's to keep pushing towards it. And if they can, you know, if it just helps one person, I think it's been absolutely worthwhile. So yeah, it's been brilliant. And, you know, I just think the whole ecosystem within ServiceNow is just, everybody's just so nice. You know, that's like, for me, that's what I absolutely love. Yeah, honestly, it's just the most welcoming community that you'll ever kind of come across. You know, I've recruited for many, many technologies. And, you know, when I first started recruiting for ServiceNow, there is a huge difference. It's very people focused. It's very, like, it's very helpful. It's all about understanding and taking the time and listening and having patience, you know. And yeah, it's a great, great industry to be in. I'd highly recommend anybody that wants to join to go into it. You know, I was going to ask you, like, obviously, you know, at the moment you're kind of in, you know, Germany and looking after Netherlands as well. Are you trying to encourage more like native language speakers to join the industry? Is that a drive with ServiceNow?
Good question. I mean, it depends on the region, right? I think UK, Ireland, or the English-speaking countries are different, or it's relatively easier to find the talent, right? What we experience, for example, as in Germany or the Netherlands or countries where you have a different native language than English, it's a much more interesting. It's making the job much more interesting, right? But yeah, I mean, certain roles require native language, whatever this might be. It's always interesting. Yeah.
Good. So yeah, wonderful. And you know, like we mentioned in the introduction, you've done 60 plus hires for ServiceNow. You've recruited people into the organization. Like, what you know, stood out compared to like others that perhaps haven't been successful? Like, any like tips you could share there?
Yeah, no. This is really great. I mean, if you are successful or not, every interview process is kind of a journey, right? Where you not just learn about the company and stuff, but also much more about yourself. And I think self-reflection is a key part, right? So you really should be able to self-reflect and also to learn from it, right? But to answer your question, it's basically about the mindset. So again, mindset, what does it mean, right? But at the end, it's about the curiosity. The curiosity to learn, to self-develop, right, to grow. But also at the same time, I would say, so one value, for example, is also stay hungry and humble. So besides having success, right, and I mean, when you are successful, you deserve it, right? But at the same time, how do you stay humble? You know, this is kind of a key element. But also when it comes to win as a team, having this mindset, what does it really mean to work in a matrix organization, big corporation like ServiceNow, right? It's not just about being one person who is successful, but really having this mindset that drives you, you know? I think this is kind of key. And when I think back, this is obviously, besides the knowledge about the industry, about the, yeah, for example, in a sales role, right? Having the knowledge about the telco, for example, but also how to sell software. This is one thing, right? But that doesn't make you successful, not in the interview process, but also not in the end in the role if you would get it, right? So therefore, yeah, I think those points I mentioned there.
Yeah, that's perfect. And, you know, you're right. It's like having that mindset of just being positive. You know, nobody wants you to fail. Nobody, you know, like when you go for an interview, they want to give you this job. You know, they've got no interest in interviewing 10 people. They just want to interview one person. You know, that makes it easy for them, right? So yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think like people get nervous as well, right? So I do it. I get nervous. You know, everybody gets nervous. What do you have any tips for calming nerves, do you think?
You know, this is a very good good question because I'm struggling with it also nowadays, right? For example, I had a recent situation where, it was quite easy to get overwhelmed and to let your emotions free, kind of. And especially in those situations, but also it's kind of the same with an interview process, right? It's quite, it's hard to maintain the emotions, right? But this is the thing that differentiates you, right? Because at the end, you can stay focused. And one thing I'm currently also part of at ServiceNow, so ServiceNow provides also a mentoring program, right? And I have a mentor who is in the US, manager in a solution consulting organization. And I asked him the same question, you know, so what is it that you do, you know? And this is also a very important thing to be able to do, to ask questions, not being afraid of getting judged or whatsoever, because everyone is learning, right? But basically what he said is, brief. It sounds kind of easy or whatsoever, but brief. Four times in, four times out, right? And then even that you know what kind of impact it will have, it works. And that's interesting. And this is what I'm trying to do now when I get the feeling that it's becoming dangerous, or not dangerous, but can be overwhelming. So this helps a lot. Sounds simple, but amazing. Effective.
This is very good. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, just take some time out, breathe. It absolutely helps. So yeah, it's amazing. And you know, it's just interesting. You just picked up on the mentorship program. Is that just for ServiceNow employees, or is that for like external people as well?
Is a program for external people as well to get in touch with ServiceNow colleagues. Don't ask me about the name. Probably when a colleague is listening now, he's like, "Hey, you should know that." Yeah,
You got me.
Yeah. We will put it in the comment box. But yeah, no. Yeah. But what I'm participating in is internally. I mean, you know, you don't really need to have a program. You know, I mean, what's holding you back to reach out to people via LinkedIn, you know? I mean, we have the real pleasure to have LinkedIn as a platform, for example, LinkedIn, right? It lowers the barrier to reach out to people in specific areas with specific knowledge and expertise, right? I mean, go to LinkedIn, search someone, ServiceNow technical consultant, for example, in your location, reach out and, just try to build a relationship, you know, and then learn or go from there. So so don't think that a mentoring program is necessary to learn and to get to know people and et cetera, right? Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And there is the ServiceNow community as well, I think, on the ServiceNow website, which you can ask questions. And I think even from there, you can build relationships with people, right? And then, take it offline.
True.
Okay, right. Let's talk. So, that's amazing. And, you know, you mentioned earlier the Rise Up program. Mm. Now, for anyone that is brand new to ServiceNow, it's the first time that they heard about ServiceNow. What is the Rise Up program?
Yeah, Rise Up program. So if you would Google Rise Up program, I think there would be a lot of results coming, right? Not just from ServiceNow, but we also have a program that's called like that, right? But basically, it's a program that provides someone who wants to change, for example, career, right? For example, from the retail industry to software, right? And to really, it provides a framework. Usually it's about 3 months, right? And for example, for Germany, you would also get a language course. So that might help. Basically it's providing you the framework to learn specific areas of the ServiceNow technology, right? And you can be a developer afterwards, engineer, platform architect, whatever it is, right? You can also go in sales and so forth. But basically it enables you to change your career. And I mean, maybe I'm biased, you have to tell me, but ServiceNow is the place to be to when you want to go into software. So yeah
that's amazing. And is it free, or do people have to pay for it?
That's a very good question. It's free. It's
oh
free.
Wow, that's wonderful. So it can literally, and do you need to have like an IT background? Like, do you need to have done a degree in IT? Like, do you need to have some understanding of IT, or can you literally be fresh? Like, I've never done this before.
Yeah. So the thing is, and let us have a look now at my profile, right? So I don't have an IT background, and I would get accepted because so it's kind of I hope it does make sense, the picture. Yeah. But basically it's about, you don't need to have an IT background to go into IT, you know, especially nowadays when it's kind of an employee market, you know, it's much easier to change industries, right? And therefore ServiceNow provides you with all the content and all the specific perspectives you need to be successful in the IT world. However, I mean, you should feel comfortable and curious enough to not just start the program another program, but also to maintain and finish it. You know, you need to be aware that there will be situations where you feel overwhelmed and you're thinking like, why am I doing this? All the good stuff, you know, everyone is having, even they might not tell you. But basically, those are the moments where you need to overcome. And
that's amazing. And what an amazing opportunity, you know, for anybody that wants to join, you know, the industry. I think that's fantastic. It's not, you know, I know a lot of other technologies, there isn't such a thing. And if you want to join that particular, like get experience of that technology, you have to find an employer that's willing to invest in you and train you. And, you know, it is tough these days because there are so many people out there that already have experience. So I think this is what a fantastic scheme that's been operated by ServiceNow. So I think it's amazing.
You might also get the question in your head, okay, is it worth it? You know, does it make sense to go into ServiceNow, for example, right? But I think when it comes, for example, to RiseUp, as we were just talking about it, the fact that ServiceNow created it is one thing, right? But also having the bold saying that we want to upskill 1 million people within the next few years, right, is another thing, you know? And I think it just showcases also, so you could think, okay, it's a marketing thing, right? It might be a little bit, but on the other side, it's much deeper than that, right? Because we truly believe in the opportunity ServiceNow has in the market, but also what opportunities might be a result out of the huge opportunity in the market, right? So yeah, just want to say that.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's what an incredible vision to have, you know, incredible goal to have. And, you know, from my angle, you know, being in recruitment, agency recruitment, there is a huge demand for ServiceNow.
So how is your job, Farah? Is it easy? Let us know.
It's tough.
It's tough.
No, it's great. No, I love it. I absolutely love it. You know, we linking humans, you know, because we're a specialist ServiceNow recruitment agency, that's all we do. It's our bread and butter. You know, we see it from our side, and, you know, there's a huge, huge demand, you know, for people, you know, resources, both permanent and contract, and particularly like Germany, Netherlands, there's a huge, huge demand there, particularly for native speakers, you know, there's a real, you know, it's like we just can't find enough people, you know, so that's fantastic. But yeah, I mean, look, from my perspective, it's it's great. You know, I think the biggest thing is it's the people, you know, the people that we work with in terms of helping them to build and scale their teams, the people that we work with to help them find jobs. It's just incredible. You know, everybody is just everybody's together to make this happen. And that's what you kind of need. You need that kind of mindset of people that are very open, honest, want to like, you know, there's everybody's, you know, they're entrepreneurial, like they want to build the platform. And, you know, this is how the platform's going to evolve. You know, this is how the platform's going to grow as well. It's by having these bright minds kind of thinking outside the box and going, right, what can we do to take this platform to the next level? So it's a really exciting time to be in the ServiceNow space. So yeah, no, it's amazing. And you know, we kind of touched upon being like humble and stuff, but you know, it's like having that kind of mental and emotional well-being is really important, in our jobs as well, in everybody's jobs. What do you personally do, Christian, to kind of make sure that you don't burn out, you don't get overwhelmed, and can you share us any?
That's a good question. I think I haven't answered it yet, right? But there are certain things I try to do that are supporting the bigger cause, right? So basically I think without my wife it wouldn't be possible. I mean, when you have a look and read, for example, also on Glassdoor, right? So, and also when you are on ServiceNow webpage, ServiceNow is successful, yes, but success doesn't come alone, right? So therefore the pace is quite high within ServiceNow, you know. And for example, to give you I can give you a personal example, you know. So when I was starting at ServiceNow, you know, I didn't have the time to think about how do I structure my work most efficient or whatsoever, all the stuff you have when you start a new role in a new company, right? So it was going for 1 year because it was so fast paced, so much open roles and all the good stuff, you know. And then there was a time coming where I had, so it was slowing down a little bit, and then it was a time where I had the time to think, and then I thought, what am I doing? What have I done the last 1 year, you know? And it was interesting. And I also were coming up then with the conclusion, I need to change something, you know, because to not just deliver and over deliver and giving everything for the work you do, you know, to everything, there's a certain cost to it, you know? So the question or the topic you just raised is so important. But without my wife, it wouldn't be possible. But also having again the ability to self-reflect and to be aware of the situation you're in, you know, that you are, that you know that you might need to adapt or adjust or whatsoever. But basically, I also try to, for example, the podcast you mentioned, right? So it might sound, for example, doing another thing that adds work and volume and time cost and whatsoever on your plate, but at the end it gives me so much back, you know. So it gives me energy, it gives me another smile, although I smile of course with ServiceNow, but another smile is always good. So I think it's also a mind perspective, just do things that are good for you, you know, where you get energy from, and it doesn't matter what it is, you know. Sometimes it could be a good sleep or a breath, or a walk outside of the office or the home, right? But also reading good books. I think reading books is also quite good, at least for me, you know.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's wonderful. And, you know, it's great that obviously you gave a shout out to your wife. I think, you know, sometimes our partners, you know, our family can sometimes get forgotten, right? But actually they're the backbone, you know, they're like the foundation that keep us sane. And, you know, and for anybody that doesn't have that kind of at home, you know, you know, reach out to the Service Hour community, because you'll make friends and friends become your family as well. So there's always people that you can lean on. But yeah, that's great advice. So yeah, thank you for sharing that. And look, just to, you know, one final question that I've got for you now.
I'm so ready. Shoot.
Yeah. Okay. So listen, we're going to do a little bit like, I think I mentioned to you about Back to the Future, and I think you told me you haven't watched this film. So you must go and watch Back to the Future. But if you could go back in a time machine and talk to your 21-year-old self, what advice would you give him? And this could be totally non-work related.
Yeah, I think there are certain things, but one thing I would say is not being afraid to ask questions and reach out to people. I think besides the workspace, it's important also in your personal life, you know, because it's not just about being not afraid and reaching out to people, but also to build your network, to overcome fear, to deal with fear, you know, and just, show yourself that shouldn't be a showstopper for whatever you're dreaming of.
That's amazing. That's, do you know what, that's the best advice. That really is. So, and I can tell you what they did in Back to the Future. They bought a sports almanac, which had all the results of all the sporting events. And the bad man went back in future and put on loads of bets and became this multi-millionaire. But hey, you know, your advice is better. So no, this is amazing. Look, Christian, I just want to say a huge, huge thank you. It's just so wonderful to speak with you, to hear like the amazing work that ServiceNow is doing. And, you know, I'm really excited to keep going, partnering up. And it's a fantastic time. For anyone that's looking to join ServiceNow, highly, highly recommend it. Reach out to Christian. That's amazing. So thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah, the pleasure is totally mine, Farah. And you're absolutely right. Let's connect on LinkedIn. I think it will be in the show description, right? But as our CEO would say, let's go.
Yeah, let's go. All right. Thank you so much then.